Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Ronnie. Thank you so much for tuning in to Backquote today. We're talking today about Googleplex. First, a short message from our sponsors. Our sponsors today are
Podbot.ai.
Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world.
Let's face it.
Most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't cause them to sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may however choose to listen to your content while doing other things. For example,
while driving, working out at the gym, while running, or while sitting on the toilet.
So make your content easy to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today. One is a Googleplex limited by one, followed by a Googles and a zero, and one is an even larger number than that because there are no Googs, so it is impossible to write the zero down. If there were no Googles, it would be many times bigger, because there are no Googles, they are not big enough, or it is impossible. Written in normal decimal, there is a 1, followed by a Google and a 0 and then a 10, 100 or a zeros that follows the 1, a million has 6 zeros, a billion has a 9, and a million has a 6 and a 0, and so on. The Google number is the sum of the zeros and the first 10, 100 or a 10. This is the system described by the Google system, a number system with the same structure as normal decimals, so you're back with Martin Kelly, the boy next door who will ruin everything if he gets his chance. Thankfully, Troy and Pippa are ready to help you and the ocean is nearby. Many children know that a Google character is a 1 with 100 zeros, but do you know what it is? The math alphabet booklet, we tell you how a 9-year-old boy got his name. Googles were created in 1938 when a mathematician named Edward Kastner wanted to introduce a very large number of people to the world that everyone could understand. He asked for a name with a 1, followed by 100 zeros, and Sarada suggested Google as the name of the first character in the alphabet, 1 with 100 zeros. 2 years later, Kastner published his book Mathematics and Imagination, which contained a passage that introduced the world to what we later considered one of the most important mathematical concepts in the history of mathematics, the Googleplex. Then the mathematicians shot back with the Googplex and defined it as the 10 powers of Googzall, thus refuting poor old Edward. For example, the universe as we know it consists of 10 forces of 80, so Googles are nothing special, are they? This kind of Googleplex in numerical dimensions is expressed in the number of forces of Googles, or in other words, the sum of all forces in the universe. Physicist Don Page sent me a question about how to imagine a value that matches Googleplex, and I'm happy to answer. This is not surprising, as Googleplex is 1, followed by Googzall and a 0, and the number is greater than the sum of all the particles in the universe. It is so large that it cannot be written down without scientific notes. If you could write down the zero for every single atom that is in an existing atom, you could write it down. It is sobering to see the imagination of a 9-year-old humbled by the dynamic range of astronomy, and it is instructive to realize that his imagination can go beyond the confines of astronomical perspective. We cannot calculate how long it would take, but we can estimate it by estimating the longest age in the universe, which would be determined from the number of stars in our solar system or the age of our sun by comparison. Counting trillions would take about 31,709 years, but trillions are only a 1 followed by 12 zeros. Kastner believes people overuse the term infinite when they actually mean only large numbers. To distinguish between the two concepts, he developed the Google program, Google and the Googling. He discusses them to show the difference between an incredibly large number like infinity and a small number like a trillion. A much larger number, the Googleplex, is defined as 1, followed by a Google and a 0, but it has no formal mathematical utility. For example, one can imagine 10, 1000, 000 as a 1, followed by a million zeros and 10 as 0. The strangest number in the plex was coined as the perplex of the 10 pims. There are some figures that, interestingly, have real significance for the world and surpass the Googleplex, but we will be looking at those figures a little more. I have shown that Bowers seems to be replacing the number of numbers with a larger argument with the original number. This shows that it is a number of zeros and zeros and not a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 or 9, but it has a meaning. The Googleplex has become one of the most popular figures in the history of computer science and mathematics. He received a lot of attention, but he also became a popular figure in many other fields such as astronomy, mathematics, physics, astronomy and astronomy. In this review, Google is probably the epitome of «go-googleism» in the sense of the smallest. An exception is the «Google Duplex», followed by the Googleplex and the Zero, about which we know little, like the Googlesplexplex. Thank you all for joining us again on Backquote, it's been a pleasure. See you next time.
Podbot.ai.
Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world.
Let's face it.
Most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't cause them to sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may, however, choose to listen to your content while doing other things. For example,
while driving, working out at the gym, while running, or while sitting on the toilet.
So make your content easy to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today.